So another new signing in today then, Steve. What can you tell us about Blair?
Well, I can tell you he's a good player. He's young. He's come with a good pedigree from the West Ham Academy up through the ranks. Well thought of down there, but a bit young for what they're trying to achieve, which is, of course, stay in the Premier League. But he's had a couple of loan spells up at Bradford City, if I say that word. And of course, down at Colchester United, where he's just been outstanding for the three games that he started in. Recall by West Ham, and obviously we've seen the recall and we measured it, we made an approach. Last week was refused and we went back in, Paul Douglas went back in this week and we managed to get it done.
Does he offer something a little bit different to the other wingers you've got at the club?
Yes, he does. You know, he is a winger. You know, the other lads that we've got playing in wider areas, of course, could play anywhere across the four, but young Blair can play on the right, he can play on the left, so that suits us as well. He's very, very quick. He's got a trick in him, and you know, whether he starts matches, whether he comes off the bench, he's something different to what we've got in our squad, and he's young and he's hungry, and we want players of that ilk. We don't want that what others are trying to sign, that 33 and 34 year olds that are looking perhaps for our last payday. We're looking for something that's young, hungry, vibrant, and wants to show the Millers support what they can do.
Is he an impact player? Is that the best way to describe him?
Yes, he is an impact player, but he's also a kid that's that can excite people from the start of the games. You know, he's been capped at every level of that he can be in English football, 16s, 17s, 18s and 19s for his country, and he excites the people. I know Stuart Pearce thinks very, very highly of him. So he's some lad that can start a game, he can come on in a game, he can do both for us, and we'll pick our games to do both.
And it's a youth loan, isn't it? So they usually tend to work month by month, don't they?
Yes, he is. He's come in principle for a period of time that says it's a minimum of a month. And then obviously if Big Sam Allardyce down at West Ham is happy for that to continue, if Steve Evans is happy to continue, and of course the most important person in all of this, young Blair, is happy, then we'll continue. If he comes and he don't enjoy it, he can go back. If we don't enjoy him, he can go back. And if West Ham don't think he's enjoying it or they want him back to be in their fold, he can go back. So it covers all the options, but I'm sure when he plays in front of our support, the one thing he's going to do here, he's going to love being a Miller, because it's the place to be at this time, isn't it?
How pleased are you that you've got a lot of business done already? It's Friday the 17th of January. A lot of other clubs in the Football League, particularly in this region, expect to sort of do everything at the last minute, the way that it's gone this January transfer window. You were able to move players out and you've since been able to bring players in. I suspect that you wanted to do that as quickly as possible, didn't you?
Well, we did clear the decks to allow us to bring some players in early, of course. You know, we put five or six lads away in loan for varying reasons. Some just simply needed to go and find a level where they could get regular game time to get them up to a level. Some had to go because their attitudes were not right. Some had to go because they didn't embrace being a Miller and being part of what we're all trying to achieve under a great chairman. So we've done some business, but we don't kid ourselves. Our major business still has to happen, and we'll do that in the next couple of weeks.
So you still expect to bring more in then before the end of the month?
Oh, absolutely. You know, we're trying desperately hard. Our chairman's got a fantastic little saying, and I've picked it up in our own way every day, is that we're absolutely desperate for outstanding quality footballers, but we're not desperate for any footballers. How times have changed, being a Miller.